Okay, Shabbos Parshas Pekudei. So everything in this world has its limits, boundaries, borders. That's how Hashem created it. Ha'imer liyam ad paitavai. The ocean stops at the sand. Trees and plants grow to certain heights. Humans live a limited number of years. A day is 24 hours. So what gets people excited? What gets people going? What gives people simcha? Rav Shem Shempekis explains that when something new and different happens, when something interrupts the gvulos, it pushes the boundaries of life, that's what gets people excited. Kids love fire trucks. That's because it's new and different. Even some adults do. And Rav Shem Shempekis clarifies that this is called hischadshus. Simcha comes from hischadshus, something novel, something new. And every area of life has the ability for hischadshus. Just look at how many new cookbooks are printed every year. Meat and potatoes haven't changed, but the chidushim of what can be done with them, how to spice them, cook them, fry them, sous vide, how to present it, there's constant hischadshus. That's why a new baby brings so much simcha. However, the greatest power of hischadshus is in Torah. The Zohar writes that Hashem delights in the chidushei Torah of mankind. We have the same Torah since Matan Torah, but every generation, thousands of new svarim are printed, innumerable chidushim. That's understanding of a sein chalkeinu b'sar v'secha. Every single person has the ability to develop chidushim and Torah. The Torah is more expansive than his world and deeper than the sea. It's endless. There's the ability for constant chidush and Torah. The simcha of chidush adar, says Rav Shimshon, comes from chidush. Hischadshus. Klal Yisrael was supposed to be destroyed on Purim. The gzeira of l'hashmid l'agur l'abed was signed by Hashem up in Shemaim, which means that Klal Yisrael didn't survive the gzeira. A new Klal Yisrael was born on Purim. Klal Yisrael was renewed. They were mitchadesh. And Chazal teach that this koyach of hischadshus comes back every single year at this time. Mishenechnas adar marbin besimcha. As we work our way towards Purim, let's bring the Simcha of Chiddush into our lives. And most importantly, the Simcha of Chiddush and Torah. Torah is our life, it sustains us and keeps us going. This everlasting Simcha should bring us to the Simcha of Purim and ultimately to the Geula Shleima V'Amitis B'Meher V'Yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and a Freilich in Chiddush Adar.